Now, please, I'm going to play you something at the piano, and I want to point out that this is homophonic, because you're going to hear one main melody, and one main melody is going to be singable, and the other two melodies are going to be doing something else. Well, here's my question for you while you listen. If the top melody is the theme, and it is, what are the other melodies doing? Why don't they sound thematic as well? That's a very good question. If we're hearing a piece of music with three distinct melodies, why do they all not sound thematic? Please, let me play this for you. This is Beethoven's Piano Sonata, Opus 13, second movement. Why do we hear that? Why do we hear that as the only thematic melody? The reason why is the other melodies are simply not interesting enough. They don't have the contour of tune. They have other roles to play. The bass melody is very simple, and it's there to support the harmonies above it. The melody in between the bass and the thematic melody is rocking back and forth, filling in harmonies as we go. So these accompanimental melodies are still melodies, but they're not thematic melodies. They're not tunes. They have specific roles to play in their support of the upper melody. That, my friends, is a homophonic texture, and that's how homophony works. One main melody, all else perceived as accompanimental. One reason why homophony was the last texture to develop was that it wasn't until the science of harmony, of building blocks of vertical sound, had developed that there was the means to create an accompaniment that wouldn't be perceived as just another thematic melody. If you're going to accompany one melody with another, you run the risk, intentionally or not, of creating a polyphonic texture. But if you have the means to supply an accompaniment that's clearly not as focused melodically, that might be perceived as just, for example, a series of harmonies or chords, well then, those harmonies and chords will not compete melodically with the main theme or tune. Now, we've got some vocabulary to work with and a few minutes to work with it, so let's do it. The rise of instrumental music and the development of the musical language during the Baroque era. Please let us compare the following works, and here's how I want to compare them. I want to compare the instrumentation. What instruments are they written for? But even more than that, I want us to ask ourselves while listening, what determines in each of these pieces the rhythms and the melodic contour that we hear? What determines rhythm and melodic contour? First, Palestrina's Agnus Dei from his Pope Marcellus Mass of 1555.